Mika Zivanejad's first period goal stood up as the winner, lifting the visiting New York Rangers to a 2-0 win over the Vancouver Canucks Tuesday at Rogers Arena. Veteran goalie Jonathan Quick stopped all 22 shots he faced to earn the shutout and win in goal for the Rangers, 4-5-2. Sam Carrick scored into an empty net late, his first goal in 29 games. Thatcher Demko took the loss in net for Vancouver, 5-6-0, stopping 23 of 24 shots. The game's first goal came at 17:27 of the first period, when Zibanejad finished a nice give-and-go with Will Kyle, slotting a shot past Demko. The Canucks pulled Demko with 3 minutes remaining and had several good chances to pull even, but Quick held firm. Carrick fired a long shot into the empty net 18:25 for his first of the year to make it 2-0. Kyle took a penalty with 41 seconds left, but the Canucks were unable to capitalize. Vancouver resumes action Thursday in St. Louis against the Blues, 5 p.m. start, and then visits the Minnesota Wild on Saturday, 4 p.m. Core memory for Tom Willander. pic.twitter.com/d7jbestijval. Vancouver Canucks, at Canucks, October 29, 2025. Notes. Quick's shutout was the 64th of his career, tying former Ranger Henrik Lundqvist for 17th all-time. Late in the first period, Carrick fought Vancouver's Marcus Peterson after delivering a hard hit on Vancouver's Connor Garland. Vancouver played without captain Quinn Hughes, who is out with an undisclosed injury. Vancouver rookie Tom Willander made his NHL debut, sporting Garth Butcher's old number 5. Ex-Canuck JT Miller returned to Vancouver for the first time since being traded to the Rangers in January. His old club played a tribute video midway through the first period and he received a warm ovation from the crowd.